the presence of the Lord. Paul, in Philippians 3, goes down the list of his accomplishments, his performance, his works, what he's earned. And it's an impressive list. He concludes the list by saying, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. That's impressive. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. That's, I can't say that. But listen to what Paul says in response to his list of, this is me, this is what I've done, this is what I've earned, this is who I am. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For His sake, I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. He says, I've done well from a human standpoint. You could compare me to other people and say, wow, that's impressive. He says, that's a load of crap. It's worthless. Compared to one thing. Compared to knowing Christ. Knowing Christ, being found in Christ. It's not about a form, a religion, a performance, something we do. It's a relationship with a person. That I may know Him. That I may know Christ. That I may be found in intimate relationship with Him. Do you know Him? Do you know Him? Are you in Him? Are you in relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ? Are your sins forgiven because of what Jesus did for you? Are you clothed in His righteousness? Are you in Him? Do you know Him? Paul says that the driving force of my life is one thing, that I may know Him, that I may know Jesus. He's a person. He's real. He lived 2,000 years ago. He died on a Roman cross. He was buried in a borrowed tomb and He erupted from the grave alive. He's alive today. He's in the room with us. He loves you. So I'd invite you, if you don't know Him, just cry out to Him from the depths of your soul and say, I want to know You. I'm willing to trade in all my accomplishments, my resume, because I want to know You. And what I have is worthless in Your sight. I want to know You. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We're going to remember Jesus. We're going to commune with Jesus together as a body, the body of Christ. We're going to enjoy our fellowship with Him. We have bread that reminds us of His body broken for us. We have juice that points us to His blood poured out for us, for our salvation. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you put your trust in Him, you're invited to participate with us. We'll serve you. Hold those in your hand. Reflect on what Jesus has done for you, your relationship with Him. And in a moment when we've all been served, we'll take those together. Let's give Him thanks. Father, thank You. Thank You for sending Your only Son, Jesus, to pay my price. Jesus, thank You for coming because You loved me. You gave Yourself for me, and I can know You in intimate relationship. You're a person. You're real. You're with us here today. You're alive. Help us to so value our relationship with you, knowing you, that we're willing to trade it all in for the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Thank you for giving us bread and juice. Simple reminders of the price you paid to make us yours, to welcome us into relationship with you. Thank you for paying the ultimate price to make us yours forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord Jesus, we are here this morning in your presence, enjoying fellowship with you. The soul-satisfying sweetness of knowing you, because you came and died for us. You laid down your life for sinners like us. Thank you. We remember his body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.